Welcome to Perlin on ELT with Matt Perlin. You can contact Matt at info@perlintraining.com and visit the website at perlintraining.com, where you'll find all kinds of free resources for teachers and learners of English. You can follow Matt on Twitter at Perlin Training. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review for Matt on iTunes. What's on the podcast this time, Matt?
Well, this is episode 16 of Perlin on ELT. I'm Perlin, I'm on ELT, and today I'm on a bench by the lakeside here in Ostruda. I can see plenty of swans swimming or gliding along on the water's surface, on the surface of the water. And people are making merry. It's quite a warm-ish spring day. I thought I'd talk to you today about 16 boring words and what to use instead. And I'm going to go to my website, perlintraining.com. You can go with me if you want. Type it into the address bar. Well, maybe you've got it as a favorite, I don't know. Perlintraining.com, P-U-R-L-A-N-D, training.com. And we get to the home page, click on the menu there. We've got free lessons. So go to free lessons. And then you see the link infographics. Infographics, scroll down a little bit. 16 boring words and what to use instead. So I'm clicking on that. And this is really super infographic from the website grammarcheck.net. And they've produced it and they allow people to link to it or add it to their blogs, which is what I've done here. And now I'm speaking to you about it. 16 boring words and what to use instead. Infographic, it just means some information presented in a graphic form. Yeah, people are now roller skating by, trying to do it anyway. Never learned how to do that personally, but there's still time. Anyway, 16 boring, we don't like boring words here in English, or English teachers don't. We like to see interesting words, fascinating words, incredible words. English is a rich language, and it's a shame to always use the same words all the time, like, oh, how was the film? Good. Oh, it was good. It was quite good. What does it mean, good? 16 boring words. That's one of them. Good. Good. What can we say instead of good? According to this, great. The film was great, marvelous, splendid, fantastic, amazing, wonderful, superb. They're not only super, but you can go one better by adding a B at the end. Superb. Superb. It's a favourite of commentators, football commentators. The goal was superb. Good. Don't just use good. Let's look for some synonyms. Maybe learn the words on this page and you'll get a better mark next time you're doing some of your homework assignments. What else? Nice. We've got here nice. Very nice. Yes, it was very nice. How was your Christmas time? It was nice. Quite nice, you know. What was it like? It doesn't tell us anything. Nice is such a neutral word. It just really means, a bit like not bad, and it's not very descriptive. You could say instead, well, the context of these words is about people, not Christmas time. But for example, what is your uncle like? Oh, he's nice. But he could be agreeable, congenial, gracious, decent, warm, cordial, humane. Not all of these words are exact synonyms, but you can check the context in the dictionary, online dictionary, or thesaurus, have a look at it. I just wanted to draw your attention to this resource because it's really useful and it's proving to be rather popular on my website, I have to say, without blowing my own trumpet. What else have we got? Big. You know, a lot of these are basic words that we learn at the lowest level. You know, big, it's a sort of word we learn when we're children, or we'll have our first English lesson, big, small, hot, cold. But English contains many synonyms for big. Some of them here. We've got huge, enormous, massive. Massive, it was massive. Giant, gigantic. You know, maybe went to the fun fair and there was a really big ride, really big. Instead of really big, you could just say was mammoth. Mammoth, colossal, immense. Some of these words could also be used to say good or great. For example, how was the party? How was the club? The rave you went to on Friday? Oh, it was immense. It was immense, man. It was fantastic. It was huge. How was the party? How was the clubs? The nightclub? The DJ set? Oh, the DJ was mammoth. DJ was colossal. It was huge, immense. What about another one? When we're writing stories with dialogue, we can use the word said. Somebody said. Said Barry. Said Samantha. Said Fred. Said Fred. There you are. But instead of just said all the time, why not use something else? Called, cried, shouted, whispered, remarked. No, that's a good expression. Remarked instead of said. Replied, exclaimed, demanded. Your teacher will be impressed with this kind of vocabulary. Your teacher will be happy. You know, as they're reading your assignment, they're formulating in their mind, what kind of mark is it? What kind of mark is this? Is it 100%? Is it an A? In Polish schools, 6 is the best mark. Is it a 6? Is it a 5? No, it can't be a 6. There are too many grammar mistakes. Is it a 5? Vocabulary isn't very good. Is it a 4? Maybe 4. Maybe 3 plus 4. But with this vocabulary, your teacher will be thinking, wow, actually, this is really good. This is good. Instead of going backwards in the mark, they'll be going forward. But is it a 5? Is it a 5 plus? Is it a 6 with a few mistakes? You know, what a lot of effort they've put in here, this fictional student that we're thinking about. What a lot of effort they've gone to. Wow, really good vocabulary. So this is what we're looking for. It's not only about grammar, how many mistakes you've made with tenses, but it's about words. It's about gigantic instead of big. Yeah, immense. This is what we're looking for. We can forgive you maybe some missed articles if you've got some brilliant vocabulary. Well, seagulls are coming now. They're coming to get some bread. Yeah, they always steal the bread from the swans. I don't know why. They're a bit, little bit greedy. But they seem to enjoy it. They're happy chirping away. If that's what they're doing. I don't know if they chirp. It sounds like a bit like a chirp. Chirp to me. Let's have a look at maybe one more of these. What about the word like? As in the verb, to like. Oh. For example, I like swans. I can see a lot of swans. They're elegant and graceful. All the work going on underneath the surface, beneath the surface of the water, but look so graceful on the top. A bit like this podcast, really, we can say. It's a metaphor for this podcast. Anyway, like, what do you like? We can say like is a verb, to like, but we can also prefer, admire, appreciate, fancy, adore, means strong adjectives. Of course, it's different meaning. If I say I like living in Poland, for example, or I adore it with the sound. I adore it. It's really 100% like. Like is a bit of a neutral word, like a lot of the words on this infographic. Of the head words, I mean. But like, enjoy, favor, care for, cherish. So different meanings, different levels of like here. But generally, all synonyms for this word like. This is 16 boring words and what to use instead. And you can find it at my website. You can find it without the swans and the seagulls and people rollerblading if you want. And enjoy it in the peace and quiet of your home or your workplace or school. And have a look at this website, perlintraining.com. Go to the section free lessons. Free lesson, free infographics. And there it is. Scroll down a bit. 16 boring words and what to use instead. So there's loads of other infographics there and loads of other materials on the website at perlintraining.com that I hope you will find useful. The last podcast was number 15 about quantifiers, and that list is still there. It's proving to be really popular as well. Mega list of quantifiers. How many quantifiers do you know in English? Some, many, a few, much. This kind of word. No, there are loads of them. Loads and loads. That's another one. Quantifiers. Super. It's good to know. You can download a PDF file, a page with all the quantifiers on and some other resources for doing a lesson based on that. And podcast 14 is still up. All the podcasts are there. And 13, you can listen to words that I don't like. You can listen to my relaxation tape. I'm proud of this little bit of editing and a little bit of fun making that relaxation tape. But that's there as well, words I don't like. Maybe you can contact me with words that you don't like. And I will try to not to use them in this podcast in the future. I won't promise it, but I'll try not to. Oh, the swans are chasing each other, my goodness. Yes, well, that's what they say, that a swan can break a man's arm. I don't know which man. We don't know which man, but I don't want to be that person who finds out, my goodness, it's flying right towards me now. It's skidding onto the... Oh, it's settled down a bit. If it is he, I don't know. It might be she. We don't know. It's hard to tell, isn't it, with swans? It's quite hard to tell. Anyway, I better go. But thanks for listening to this podcast. Hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. Yeah, they're still chasing. I think they're courting each other, as far as I can see. I don't want to go into that really now, at this stage. So thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. And I hope you can use these synonyms. Put those boring words back in the bin. Put them in the bin, put them back in the dictionary, and leave them there. We won't use them. Let's use interesting words instead. So hopefully we'll see you again in the next podcast. And don't forget, you can contact me, info@perlintraining.com. It's my email address. Also, I'm on Twitter @perlintraining. And it would be good to hear from you. Yes, that means you. There on Twitter as well. And see what I'm retweeting. That's easy for you to say. So... thanks for listening, and I better go before the swans come back and attack again. So see you in the next podcast. Bye for now.
Perlin on ELT.